Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Welcome to another real estate strategy segment, week four of what I've dubbed the Corona economy. Coming at you live from deep in my Corona-free underground bunker here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I hope each of you and your families are safe and sound during these trying times. It seems we've been okay in Texas compared to some of the other areas of our country. I hope that trend continues. My friends, the world continues to evolve at an extremely rapid pace. And I said that last week, but it's been another whirlwind week. From beginning to end, it's nonstop. But I will say this. This is not the end of the world, okay? This is not the end of the world. And I will also say this, that during a recession, and we're in a recession, that's no longer a debate, there is no better hedge than functional, livable, tangible real estate, whether it's single family or multifamily. We're making money five ways on real estate in single family homes, six ways actually on our apartment communities. But it's times like this that remind us absolutely how safe real estate is compared to other investments. And I do have a quick PSA I want to throw out. I normally don't do these on the show, but you know, it's great to see everybody outside and families walking together. There's more kids playing outside. Everybody seems to be getting out. I'm running into people I didn't even know lived in my neighborhood as I'm out walking. And maybe that's a silver lining of everything that we're going through. I hope that continues. But I want you to follow the guidelines. Let's get through this thing, okay? We got to get through April. Do what the folks are advising us to do. Wash your hands, wear the mask, social distance, hand sanitizer, okay? Let's be safe. And another word of caution is people are outside, and this is coming at you from the dad that's not afraid to jump on the kid's scooter and ride it downhill with everybody. But look, a simple accident, a simple broken arm, a broken leg can put you in the emergency room. And what's at the emergency room? Sick people, okay? You don't want to go there, okay? You're going to, if you end up there, you're going to jeopardize potentially your family, get yourself exposed to this virus. So don't get hurt. That's my PSA for today on the show. What I want to get into, though, the meat of today's show is, while none of us pretends to have gone through anything like this corona epidemic, we have gone through recessions before, okay? The music is similar, all right? And what's going on right now is we're starting to see some trends that are happening already. And these trends are a result of the virus, yes. They're a result of the energy crash. No one's talking about what's happened to oil pricing. And I won't say that's just as detrimental on the economy, but it would be front page news on every newspaper around the world if it wasn't for this virus. So this energy crash, the oil pricing, that's having a major effect on us, and the government stimuli, okay? And I say stimuli because there's more than one. It's not just this CARES Act. There are many more in play that are coming. It looks like there's another $1 trillion deal, yes, with a T, on the table for infrastructure now, okay? These actions are beginning to create some trends, my friends. And again, if you can see the trend and understand the trend and what's happening and where we're moving toward, you can adjust to that. You can put yourself in position to come out of this financially well, if not better, than where you are today. And we're going to talk about some opportunities. So if we're in a recession, what's going to happen is there's going to be some initial deflation in the short term of assets, okay? Some assets are going to have to be sold by people that normally wouldn't sell these assets, okay? Distressed sellers, if you will. So there's going to be some price reduction. There's going to be some opportunities in some assets. And then long term, and we can see this train on the track, but it's way out there, okay? Is it a year out, 2 years? I don't know. But with all this money that we're printing and the stimulus acts that are going through, there's going to be some inflation, okay? There's going to be some inflation. There's going to be some taxation. We've got to pay for this one way or another. But again, that train's way, way down the tracks. So we've got plenty of time to see that and understand and adjust. So I want you to listen to today's show and understand that these trends, we've been through them. They're somewhat predictable. And because they're predictable, you can be prepared, okay? You can prep, so to speak, and you can come out of this, like I said, if not in good shape, you can come out of it in great shape financially. There's a lot of stories out there right now about preppers. That's a hot subject these days. Think of this as financial prepping as we go through the show. So I hope you can stay with us for the duration. If you cannot, you can pick it up on the podcast, obviously. Any podcast app on a smartphone, at the website, you can type in Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're right there, and you can download this show and all the other shows from the other host. You can do that on your podcast app as well. So week in review, right? I said this was a whirlwind week. Well, Corona, now over 1 million cases. The U.S. yesterday, over 300,000. This CARES Act is signed and moving forward. They'll tell you it's a $2.2 trillion deal. It's really over $6 trillion when you mix in the lending. That's astounding to think about. Is there inflation and taxation in the future? I think so. With us printing this money, the dollar's going to be worth a little less. We need to understand what that does to real estate. So we're going to have to pick this up on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after this short break.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and we are working on your financial freedom. We're actually just hoping to see some freedom here, hoping we can get through the tunnel in the next, 30 days, a little less than 30 days. 3 out of 4 Americans are now sheltering in place. This is not the end of the world, my friends, okay? This is a massive recession that has hit us, and it's hit us overnight, immediately. But I don't want you to be that person that says, because we always look back in recessions, right? We always look back, the last one was about 10 years ago, and everybody always says, I wish I had done fill in the blank, right? I wish I had invested in real estate. I wish I had bought more single family homes. Whatever that is, we don't want you to be that person, okay? You can hunker down, bury your head in the sand, and just think this is it, it's over. Or you can prep, you can prepare yourself, you can understand the trends, and you can come out of this better than you were before, okay? You can come out of this in a way that so that you're not going to be at the mercy of what happens in the world. You live life on your terms. Okay, I'm not pretending that I've gone through anything like this, a coronavirus pandemic. Good Lord. But what I am saying is we've seen recessions before, okay? So we understand the melody. We can see the trends, and we can set ourselves up to react to those trends, okay? And if you've got any questions today's show, my number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Feel free to shoot me an email. I love getting emails from our listeners. My email is askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. Okay, so what's happening in the world? Massive, massive unemployment. Another 6.6 million people last week. I'm sure this week's going to be a shocker as well. That's over 10 million people in 2 weeks that have declared unemployment. Massive wartime deficit spending, okay? There's two factors. There's a lot of fear out there. People are afraid. They're afraid for their health. They're afraid for their families. They're afraid for their financial well-being. I get it. You know, all anyone wants in this world is peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. How many times have you heard me say that? Peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. We want those all in equal parts in our life. And those tenants are under a little bit of stress right now. They're under a little bit of stress. So let's talk about the stock market, because there is a huge opportunity. First of all, if you're listening, my hope is that you don't have any money in the market. I took mine out a few years back, but I know many of you do. You may not know this, but when the CARES Act was signed, there was a provision on retirement funds. This is huge news. You can pull $100,000 out of an IRA or 401k right now without the 10% penalty. Okay? You can pull it out without the penalty. That was not there. I took the penalty, and it hurt, but I got through it. They sweetened the deal. You can also defer your taxes for 3 years, or you have 3 years to pay back the $100,000, whichever you choose. You either pay it back or pay a portion back, pay taxes on the rest. But you have 3 years to push these taxes away. So $100,000, no penalty, 3 years to pay back the taxes. Is that not a get out of Wall Street jail free card if I've ever heard of one? There it is right there, my friends. Massive opportunity right now. What's $100,000 look like? Well, today, and I'm still seeing deals come across my email every week, every day of the week. I saw several this week. Today, that looks like 3 to 4 single-family homes. But with deflation right around the corner and some distressed sellers, there's going to be better deals soon. That could easily be 5, maybe 6. What's coming across today, I'm still seeing 10 to 18% cash-on-cash returns, and equity captures anywhere from 30 to 90%, okay? That's without even really digging into anything. So you're telling me you can take $100,000 and get an EQ, equity capture, of 30 to 90% so that 100 becomes 130 to 190 rapidly? But there's going to be better deals. Let's say you don't want to deal with houses at all. You want to go straight into multifamily syndications as a passive investor, a true passive, mailbox money, right? Well, that's 1 to 4 positions, because you can invest in an apartment community for as little as $25,000, okay? So, again, there's opportunities today. The world hasn't ended, but with the oncoming recession, there's going to be many excellent deals to participate in the near future. I'm a partner in over 1,500 units all across Texas right now. Okay, so the opportunity to expand that is coming. It's very simple. You do need to get certified and educated before you can invest in multifamily deals. And if you have any questions, please reach out to me. askmike@luinc.com. I'll help you all along the way. So what does this all mean for the stock market? Okay, if you're trapped in the market, again, you have an opportunity to pull money out, or you can leave it in there and be at the mercy of Wall Street. But I'll tell you this, I'm not a financial advisor and I don't play one on TV. Between massive unemployment and people not spending money, the market will continue down. And how long will it continue down? I don't know. All I do know is that the market's emotional. Until confidence returns, the market will remain volatile. It will remain down. What does confidence look like? Well, confidence is going to look like either a cure or a path forward or a combination of both. Okay, and I can't tell you when that confidence returns. I can tell you, you've got to get out of jail free card to pull some money out of your IRA or 401k right now. And if you're not going to do that now, you're never going to do it. You're never going to do it, okay? So you can get your money out of the market now. You can take advantage of this great opportunity. And I can hear you. I can almost hear you right now saying, but if I sell now, I'm going to take the loss. Yeah, you're going to take the loss. You've already lost it. You just haven't admitted it yet. And I know that's blunt, but the silver lining is the waiving of this 10% penalty. That's going to offset that loss, right? So the market's down 30%. You pull it out. It's come up a little bit, but you know the 10%, it's going to help. And then 3 years of deferred taxes. Are you kidding me? It's a huge opportunity. So if you're not going to do it now, you're just telling yourself you're always going to be at the mercy of Wall Street and Washington, D.C. So either you can be in control of your retirement plans or Wall Street and Washington, D.C. It's up to you. And we don't know how this stimulus package, stimuli, are going to affect the long term. But I just know that I think I would rather be in charge of my financial destiny than Wall Street and Washington, D.C. So there's a large portion of the show providing this background information. Let's see when we come back, and we're a few seconds out from a break, but let's see if we can't take that background information of what we're seeing, find the trend, and then put ourselves in place to take advantage of that trend. We'll be right back after a short break with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Today we're talking about some trends that are starting to show themselves already, beginning this recession that we're in as a result of the corona and the oil energy crash. And the stimuli that being signed by Washington, D.C., all those are having an effect on the economy. And while none of us have ever gone through a pandemic, obviously, we have gone through recessions, okay? And recessions are somewhat predictable if you've seen them before and you understand the assets that you're investing in and how those assets will perform as a result of the recession, right? Trends, predictable trends. So here's one I threw out last week, and I do want to add to it, is home buying will slow down. It's already starting. But when I said it last week, I was speaking primarily to the uncertainty that folks have of what's going on. And when there's uncertainty, people will put off large purchases, okay? These are purchases that may just be delayed, right? essentially, not necessarily canceled. It's going to depend on when we get through this. And we will get through this, right? You can either tell yourself it's the end of the world or it's the beginning of a golden opportunity. Whichever side you want to play in, okay? If you're listening to this show, I think you know it's the beginning of a golden opportunity. But home buying will slow down. And again, I thought it was primarily due to uncertainty and people putting off large purchases. But what I didn't consider was some additional factors, right? 3 out of 4 people are having to shelter in place. Government offices are closed. Title companies are closed. Insurance companies are working with limited staff or skeleton staff. So resources are either unavailable or maxed out. And so that alone is going to slow down, you know, the myriad of paperwork and approvals needed, especially if there's a lender involved on getting these home deals done. So that's going to cause a slowdown on home buying. The second item I didn't consider was, again, back to the sheltering in place, inspectors and appraisers, right? They're not working. They must shelter in place as well. So if you can't get the property appraised and you can't get it inspected, you know, whether it's electrical or just a general inspection or roof inspection or plumbing or what have you, that's slowing down the process. Okay. Here's another trend. Interest rates. They're going to remain low and they're most likely going to drop. Okay. If home sales slow down further, one way that you try to inject some energy into home sales is to push back on rates, right? Lower rates will generate more interest in home sales. You may just have low rates without the home sales. So what does that mean for real estate investors, right? Well, some people, there are going to be some distressed sellers that are going to have to sell. They're going to have to sell from one reason or another, okay? And so some folks are going to have to take lower prices or accept lower prices or discounts or what have you. And then that combined with lower interest rates, because we use leverage on everything that we purchase, that's just better for the investment, okay? If our notes lower due to lower rates, then the passive income increases on that purchase. And remember, a single family home pays us 5 ways, okay? 5 different ways. The monthly passive income, the tax advantages to owning real estate, the monthly mortgage pay down. When the rent's paid, you pay the mortgage down. The equity capture that you make when you purchase the home, right? We're purchasing distressed properties and we're rehabbing those properties, so you're grabbing an equity capture. And then the natural appreciation that occurs over time of that property. So that's the 5 ways. But my friends, if you can understand what's happening economically, you can prep now so that you understand and you can come through this, again, financially much better than before, or financially in charge of your destiny instead of Wall Street and Washington, D.C. So how do you prep, right? How would you prep right now? Well, if this is your first time listening to this show, excuse me, education is by far the most important. Don't go pull $100,000 out of the stock market without having a plan and an understanding and a model to follow. And we provide all of that at Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group. We've been in business over 30 years. This is not our members' first recession by any means. So you start with a free workshop. That's how I started. That's how we all started. It's even easier now than ever before because the free workshop is live stream, right? So you go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's about an hour and a half. You've got no excuse not to at least tune in and see what our free workshop's all about, okay? The next one's on the 8th of April at 12 noon Central Standard Time. The one after that is the very next day, the 9th of April. That's Thursday. So Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday's at 6:30. The one on the 8th is at noon. If you want to do our 2-day, which is our financial freedom seminar, it's also live streamed, okay? It's 16 hours. You will come out of that ready to invest. Absolutely. So that comes with membership. And right now we're running a deal on membership, right? People are at home. So our normal membership is $740 annually. We've reduced that price to $197 for 1 year. The Financial Freedom Program, it enables you to attend the two-day, again, live stream. In fact, that two-day class is going on right now. David Fisher is teaching that class as we speak here in Dallas-Fort Worth, okay? So it's always the first weekend of each month. Where do you find that? FinancialFreedomLivestream.com. You're starting to see the pattern here? FinancialFreedomLivestream.com. If you want to save from that retail price of $740 and only pay $197, which, if you know me, you know I break it down monthly, that's less than $17 a month. Promo code SAVEBIG. So the workshop is freeworkshoplivestream.com. Freeworkshoplivestream.com. The Financial Freedom Program, if you want to take advantage of that, financialfreedomlivestream.com. If you miss that, if you're driving, shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. So we've always had a strong online presence, okay? We have only strength in that. So we've got video stream of our educators, our presenters. We've got members-only invitations to our case studies. That's all online. So we are not slowing down. In fact, we're ramping up. And if you missed it earlier, now is the golden opportunity. With this CARES Act that was signed, one of the provisions of that bill, and I'll say it again because this is a golden opportunity, you can pull $100,000 penalty-free out of your IRA or your 401k, and you have 3 years in which to repay that $100,000 or to pay the taxes on the $100,000. Your choice. But again, you've got time, right? You've got the sweetness of time. That is a get out of Wall Street jail free card, my friends. That's your opportunity. Okay, let's continue on with some trends. I told you we're going to see a little bit of deflation, right? Some people are going to be forced to sell some assets for whatever reason. And as a result, they're going to have to lower the price, sweeten the deal, what have you. Wholesalers are already struggling to find some buyers, and they're having to add a little bit more meat to the deal, so to speak. But what is the government doing? Massive deficit spending, wartime economics. It's going to create some inflation. Absolutely. And inflation, it's an increase in prices and a fall in the purchasing value of money. When we come back, we're going to talk about what that looks like as a real estate investor. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Look, we're in uncharted waters with this epidemic, and I know many of you have questions. Feel free to reach out to us. That's what we're here for. But this is not all unfamiliar, okay? If we're indeed in a recession, and I believe we are, and our founder, Dale Walmsley, believes we are, we have a playbook for recessions. We can see the trends. We can predict the trends. Even unexpected recessions, even recessions that take 30 days and hit us like a ton of bricks, it's still a recession, okay? Reach out to me, askmike at dellwalmsley.inc.com. And speaking of Dell Walmsley, you really need to be catching his radio show during this time. He's on Monday through Friday. He's on the Dell Walmsley radio show. You can find him on the podcast as well. And you can also find those shows on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and just click on the radio button. So when we left off, we're talking about another trend that's going to occur, and it's inflation. It's the ugly I word, right? You cannot print money and have massive deficit spending the way we are, wartime economics, without inflation. It's simple economics. It's economics 101, right? When there's more and more dollars, essentially, right, supply and demand, those dollars will ultimately be worth less. So what does that do? What's the inverse there? Well, real estate, right, tangible assets, the values will increase, okay, because of the value of the dollar decreases. So as those values of those properties increase, and we've already enjoyed very solid appreciation over the last several years, what if we see an uptick in that appreciation, essentially, due to inflation, right? Not natural appreciation, but the inflation side of it. Well, your net worth will grow, right? As the value of the home goes up, essentially, you have more equity in that property, right? The note is fixed. The note remains the same, but the property becomes worth more and more and more. And again, the beauty is you really only have put down 20% of the purchase of the pre-rehabbed property, right? So your equity is going to grow exponentially based on the entire property, okay? It's almost essentially at a factor of five if you're truly in it at 20%. And I know that may sound very confusing to you, but continue to listen to the show. Look at us at Lifestyles Unlimited. Attend a free workshop, and we can spell it out right there. But when our equity within the properties reaches a certain point, well, for us, we're going to refinance because we consider that debt equity. And we're going to refinance. We're going to pull that money out of that property at lower interest rates, right? We talked about that earlier. The rates are going to stay down or be forced even lower. And so we're going to refi at an even lower rate and pull that money out. And when you refinance, that's tax-free again, okay? And that's just one thing that we can do based on inflation, okay, if inflation's truly coming. And I'm convinced it's got to. There's a lag to it. And again, we'll see this. This is a train on the tracks. You don't have to, it's not a bullet being fired at you. It's a train. You can hear it coming. You can see it coming. So some of you out there, you're saying, well, Harrison, other costs are going to go up as well associated with real estate, right? Everything will go up. Yes, they'll lag. They'll go up. You know, for instance, taxes, right? Our wonderful county tax appraisers, they're going to be on top of this when the properties raise as a result. And I do want to do a show in the near future because property taxes evaluations are coming out very soon. They've been pushed back. So watch for that show because the world's not coming to an end. We've got to continue. So we will do a show on property tax here in the near future. But we'll adjust. We'll raise rents to adjust for the increase in taxes and other costs. And let's talk about what inflation means to the real estate investor. Andy Webb, my friend Andy Webb, just did a show about a week ago on how real estate really is the best hedge against inflation. You should go back and listen to that show. It is by far the best. Some people will tell you gold is the best, but gold's not going to pay you a dividend monthly, essentially, like a rental property will, okay? And I've never seen people make double their money in gold, right? Essentially, you're not buying a distressed piece of gold. Gold's gold. So real estate is better than gold, in our opinion. But you'll want to pick that show up because it truly goes into deeper detail about you want to hedge against inflation, you should be in single-family, functional rental real estate. Okay, So we're seeing these trends, and it's time to prep as a result of these trends, and prep, the act of being prepared. That looks like education. We talked about that. What else should you be doing right now? Get liquid. Get as liquid as you can so you can take advantage of these opportunities. We talked about that with the $100,000 that you can pull out of your 401k or your IRA, your get out of Wall Street jail free card. Create a plan. I do not want you to go into this without a plan, without a strategy, without an understanding, okay? Don't go into it blind. Blind is for people to invest in the stock market and just give a portion of their W-2 income to a fund that you think is going to be, well, it's a 4-star fund or it's a 5-star fund. That's blind. If you're going to control your financial destiny and you're going to invest in real estate, have a plan, have a strategy. Don't be blind. Now, how long does this take? Well, I'll tell you, you can do it within 90 days. You can become a passive multifamily investor, if that's the path you want to choose, within 90 days. But you need to start today. 90 days to passive income. 90 days from now is it's the end of June, right? Here we are at the beginning of April, May, June. It's the end of June, beginning of July. Midsummer. If you started today, you can essentially get certified as a passive investor, because we're not going to let you go blind, at least here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We recommend that you get educated, and we have a program for that. So I've done it. It's not hard. It is time consuming, and there's an education piece to it. But what do we all have right now? More than anything, we have time, okay? And if you've got a computer and you're online, you can do it. Which brings me to another trend, and we are business owners as real estate investors. Let me just say this. The digital age is upon us. And if there was ever any doubt as to which way the world was going to go, and where I'm going here is there's some people that have not embraced digital technology. Digital technology is more relevant than it's ever been. But there's certain folks out there that have always kind of hid from it. That decision has been done. Corona was essentially the climax in the battle, and digital technology is here to stay, my friends, okay? If you thought you could get away through life without utilizing email, understanding how to use a smartphone, a laptop, a tablet, even utilize text messages. And again, many of you out there are probably chuckling to yourself. You know those folks that have always said, no, we're not going to do this. Well, today it's going to be the ability to rapidly send and respond to information. And it's not a phone, it's a computer. You can no longer hide. Information is delivered electronically. Financial transactions are done electronically. It is not a debate anymore. Okay, digital technology is more relevant today than ever before. I wish you to get on board, okay, because it's not going away. So for some reason, I have a vision, or I was just thinking about, I think we've all maybe seen the movie Patton, where George Patton is talking to the troops, and he says, you know, he's describing the guy, and he's basically talking to his grandkids, right, or grandchildren, and the grandchildren say, well, grandfather, what did you do during the Great War? And I'm not going to finish that. If you want to have a little chuckle, you can go to Google and see what Patton says. But we are in the middle of a war, and I want you to think about years from now when you're talking to your grandchildren, and they say, grandmother or grandfather, what did you do during the corona epidemic? Well, you can tell them that you sat at home and watched Tiger King, or you can say, you know what? I got educated. I learned about real estate investing. I took some money and started buying properties or investing in multifamily deals. And today I own 5, 10, 15, 20 homes, or I'm in 5, 10, 15, or 20 apartment deals. And I've never looked back. Which one are you, my friends? Because it's either the end of the world or it's the beginning of a golden opportunity. And I know what side I'm banking on. It is the beginning of a golden opportunity. That about does it for today. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.